more time and I can't have this now. Things that's sweet, they take more time to work out. I'll have to turn the honey upside down.
You listen to P.S. Possibility of Squirrel from Julian Pinelli's 2019 record Bent Creek. Let me tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. Who's gonna love you now? This is a question Peter Mulvey asked back at the beginning of the set from his recent release, There Is Another World. Then from Ordinary Elephant's most recent record, it's a self-titled record on Berkelin, you heard Walk With You. Yes, Walk With You by Ordinary Elephant. And then you heard Wildflowers from Mark and Maggie O'Connor's 2024 record, Life After Life. Then, from the Pittsburgh area, you heard from Old Whitetail and Honey Upside Down from her EP just called Old Whitetail that she put out in 2022.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in at this time. Why? Because it is at this time each and every week. I do a thing called the mock. What is the mock? I take a word, artist, performer, theme. I take something and I play a bunch of cover songs, tribute songs, songs that somehow relate to said theme. I have a Terry Gilkinson mock to get to it. Terry Gilkinson, you're like, dude, you're digging. And I am digging, but I'm digging for good reasons. Tell you more about the mock after I remind you that Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they join you in supporting WRCT. They're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stomps in between. Now, Attic Records is family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs, and they have no collection too big or no collection too small that they're willing to pay for. Again, that's Attic Records in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. But now we need to get into the mock, this thing called the mock. I'm putting Terry Gilkinson under the mock light. Now, back in the 1950s, he was in a band called the Easy Riders, a folky little band. But he wrote a bunch of songs outside of just the stuff for the Easy Riders that a lot of artists... I mean, in fact, Frankie Lane had a bunch of hits with his songs. So what I'm going to do is play covers of songs he has written... But that also means I'm not going to play the original version that so that Frankie Lane had the hit. I'm not playing his version. I'll play a different version. In fact, you might be hearing this song. Yeah, Dean Martin, but you're not going to hear Dean Martin's version of it. So sit back and listen and enjoy. We have a Terry Gilkinson mock coming your way right here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I'm going to start things off with the Scottish band Idlewild doing their version of Blue Mountain here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
My home, it was in Texas. My past you must not know. I seek a refuge from the law, where the sage and pinion grow.
Best. cry, blowing north in the desert sky. Tried to sleep, why even try? Tonight I heard the wild wind cry. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows, and I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best, a wandering fool or a heart at rest? A woman was kind and true to me. Well, she thinks she loves me, the more fool she. She's got a love that ain't no sin, but she can't love the brother of the wild wind. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows. I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? The cabin is warm and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman who lies asleep. She'll wake up at tomorrow's dawn and find soon enough that a man is gone. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows. I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? Let me fly away. Spring is coming and the ice will break, and I can't linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead, and she'll find a ring beside her bed. Well, my heart knows what the wild wind knows, and I must go where the wild wind blows. Wild wind, brother wind, which is best? A wandering fool or a heart at rest? Let me fly away.
Strong. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
I mean the bare necessities, the Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam,
I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me.
You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants. Then maybe try a few.
Are you putting me on?
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
You okay, Marshall?
I have a few itches on me, but I have to keep scratching them.
Look for the bare necessities.
The simple bare necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
I mean the bare necessities.
That's why a bear can rest at ease. With just the bare necessities of life. When you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear.
When you pick a rawpaw, next time beware.
Don't pick the prickly pear by paw.
When you pick a pear, try to use the claw.
But you don't need to use the claw.
When you pick a pear of the big paw.
The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you.
That's Astrid Gilberto doing her version of the classic tune Bare Necessities. Yeah, you're thinking that was from the Jungle Book, Mockster. Yeah, it was, because Terry Gilkinson, after he left the Easy Riders, what he did was he joined Disney, actually. Joined Disney. And believe it or not, he has songs that were in Swiss Family Robinson, The Three Lives of Thomasina, yeah, The Moon Spinners, The Aristocats. And the thing is, he had a bunch of songs that were meant for The Jungle Book. They got scrapped in Bare Necessities, and it ended up being the one that they kept. And it's the one that actually got an Academy Award for the film. So, great song. We're only halfway through the mock. We're only midway through the mock of Terry Gilkinson. Before I get back into more of the music, I just wanted to kind of break in, tell you some stuff about what I've been playing, because I still got about five more songs to continue this mock. So before the Astrid Gilberto, Robin Luke in there from the late 1950s. His big hit was a song called Susie Darlin', but he did a version of Strollin' Blues. So I figured I would stroll that out to you. Also, Brian Setzer in there from the Nitro Burnin' Funny Daddy album with the song he called Wild Wind, but the original song is called The Cry of the Wild Goose. Now, Terry Gilkinson originally recorded and released it back in 1949. However, a year later, Frankie Lane took that song to number one. And then the Easy Riders recorded it in 1960, but Terry's got the writing credit on it, so it is part of the mock. And speaking of the writing credit, Idlewild start off the entire set with the song Blue Mountain. Terry Gilkinson also penned. And you're thinking, do I know the name Gilkinson? Yes, Eliza Gilkinson. You're thinking that's where it is. That's his daughter. So let's get back more into music. Less about the ramblings. And started off the entire set when I was talking. My background music was Dean Martin, doing the classic Memories Are Made of This. So why not get a classic artist who did a version of that song as well? Talking Johnny Cash.
Take one fresh and tender kiss. Add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy. Memories are made of this. small moonbeam. Folded lightly with a dream. Your lips and mine to sip the wine. Memories are made of this. Then at the wedding bell, one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the day, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams that we will savor with his blessings from above. Serve it generously with love. One man, one wife, one love for life. Memories are made of this.
by myself is luxury. This luxury. Suspension's killing me, but I cannot deny myself this luxury. He's a rider. He's a ride inside of you. Yeah, he's a rider.
Any man in town. I lie awake and I listen to the noise that it made. In my heart I know I'm on that train. Roar and whistle, they rattle at my feet.
White Stripes wrapping up a Terry Gilkinson mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The song they did was actually Look Me Over Closely. First release, I should say. Terry wrote it, but originally released or recorded by Marlene Dietrich. Yeah. Back in, I got the year here. 1953. Back in 1951, however, Terry Gilkinson recorded his song Fast Freight and released it. And then in 1967, Tim Hardin did a version. So I played the Tim Hardin version from 1967. Then I threw Julian Cope in there. What? I threw Julian Cope in there because he had a song called East Easy Rider, and Terry Gilkinson was in the Easy Riders. Before that, you're thinking, that sounded so much like Michael Stipe, but that wasn't R.E.M. No, it was actually Michael Stipe along with the electronic artist Faultline doing their version of Greenfields, and start off the entire set with Johnny Cash, the Man in Black. Went back to Unchained for his version of Memories Are Made of This. And that was a Terry Gilkinson mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Oops, I hit the wrong button, made that my background music. There it is. It, like, disappeared on me. I wanted to play it louder, and I turned it off. Now, this is the original from the movie The Jungle Book by Phil Harris. And you heard my Astrid Gilberto version, but it's just such a great little song. Isn't it? Anyway, that is a mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock, you can always drop me an email at wrctrequests@gmail.com. We still got more music to go. What? We got, let's say, just under a half hour left of this program, or at least of this hour. Who knows what happens after this hour? Who knows what happens after each hour? But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, won't we? You and me together. Anyway, pick the prickly pear by the paw when you listen to a little bit more of Bare Necessities, and then get you an important message, and then we'll come back and do some more music.
Have I given you a clue?
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Let's get back into the music. Now, next song I want to play did not quite make the mock. Well, it didn't make the mock. The mock is over, so it didn't make the mock because Terry Gilkinson did not write the song, which was the criteria for tonight's mocking for the most part. For the most part. But it's a song that the Easy Riders had a hit with, but it was a cover that they were doing because they did a lot of those as well. And it was a cover of a 1927 song called Tell the Captain. Now, the interesting thing about this song is that someone else had a hit with this song after rearranging it. So I want to play a little bit of the Easy Riders, a little bit of the Easy Riders, so you can hear what I'm talking about.
So, hoist up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail set.
Now, listen to it.
Send for the captain to go debail. We want to go home, to go home, to go home.
Come on the ship and John B.
We want to go.
You picking it up?
We got to go.
Yeah, Brian Wilson snagged that tune and said, hey, I'm going to put my version of that song on Pet Sounds. It sounded like this.
Yes.
it for me.
We'll be right back.
1980s Xanadu album. That is indeed the Electric Light Orchestra wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mac radio program with All Over the World. Now, doesn't that song just make you want to strap on some roller skates and put on some short shorts and just go to town? Does it? I don't know. I mean, that's what I did. That's why I came into the studio. Do this little radio show in roller skates. Duh. Before that, Akron, Ohio's own Tin Huey doing their version of the Neil Diamond penned I'm a Believer. Jackson 5. Yeah, that was the Jackson 5 doing a Jackson Brown cover, Dr. My Eyes. And the Beach Boys, Sloop John B., started off that entire set of music. We've only got just over 10 minutes left in this hour of this program. What is this program? This program's called Viva La Mac. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in, enjoying what you're listening to. Send me a note. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line, the request email. How about some Toadies acoustic for you?
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Round the lake tonight by my side.
lost in the wood. Isn't it too bad so quiet there in the wood? It meant even less to me than I thought, with the honey flower yellow, prickly seeds, clover, honey botanistic shining feet.
Sid Barrett wrapping up that short set of music as we are approaching the top of the hour with Octopus. Before the Sid Barrett, the Toadies went back to an album they put out called Heretics, where they re-envisioned a lot of their songs. So I played their big hit from the 90s, Possum Dixon. Possum Dixon, that's another band, Possum Kingdom, the name of the song I played for you. Hey, you know what? I do need to remind you of one thing and one thing only. That's each and every Thursday. You can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for Quartz in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Again, it's Thursdays at 8, and it re-airs on Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, and my name is Paul, and I appreciate you listening. As always, you're thinking, hey, there's a song I want to hear on a future show. Well, you know what you have to do. There's only one thing you have to do. You have to email me. So if you email me, I might play it. Yeah, so the email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Indeed, that is the email address.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, dropped by her law firm, or excuse me, resigning from her law firm after being exposed as an advisor on the post-2020 election call, where Donald Trump told Georgia officials to find him some votes, Cleta Mitchell has leaned in on the brand of election integrity. Platformed on right-wing talk radio, she's now saying that Democrats are, quote, literally getting people to lie, close quote, to exploit laws that allow overseas citizens to vote. So she's bringing lawsuits. Does she have evidence? No. Is evidence the point? Also no. We spoke with media law attorney and reporter Sean Musgrave, who serves as counsel to The Intercept, about how Trump's big lie attorneys are not so much returning to the field, but actually never left. Also on the show, in 2018, elite media had apparently moved beyond the knee-jerk repertorial pairing of documentation of voter suppression with hypothetical claims of voter fraud, but they were still doing faux naive reporting of those fraud claims as something other than themselves a deliberate suppression campaign. Then the shiny object was then Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach trying to change registration laws in the state. We talked with Orion Danjuma, staff attorney with the ACLU's Racial Justice Program. That's coming up on Counterspin. Counterspin is brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR. When you hear that Rudy Giuliani has been ordered to turn over valuable possessions, including a Manhattan penthouse, watches, and a signed Joe DiMaggio jersey, to the two Georgia election workers he falsely accused of ballot tampering in the 2020 election, you might believe that, though the harm is ongoing, at least the lawyers who propped up Donald Trump's efforts to delegitimize the 2020 vote have paid some kind of price. And indeed, cat's paws like Sidney Powell, like John Eastman, have faced repercussions. But our guest explains, not only is the scaffolding of Trump's voter fraud hoax still standing, some key architects are still hard at work on it. Sean Musgrave is a media law attorney and reporter who serves as counsel to The Intercept, where you can find his recent piece, Trump's Big Lie Attorneys Are Back. He joins us now by phone from here in town. Welcome to Counterspin, Sean Musgrave.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, the key elements of the piece are right there in the lead. Across battleground states, attorneys who helped former President Donald Trump undermine confidence in the 2020 election results are back at it, filing lawsuits that seed doubt in advance of this year's outcome. Let's start with the lawsuits themselves as lawsuits. What are the claims being made, and what can we say about those claims?
So the lawsuits that I looked at fall into a couple of different buckets. One, alleging the possibility of voter fraud for overseas ballots under a federal law that helps U.S. citizens abroad, including members of the military and their families, to vote. And in several states now, Republicans have filed last-minute lawsuits with voting already going on, including overseas ballots, claiming that there's a possibility of fraud using this mechanism. And then the second bucket of lawsuits that I look at in this piece is